are Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Red Sox here on the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. As always, I'm your host, Gabrielle, founder of Girl at the Game, and today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar makes protein bars that taste like candy bars, and when you go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get 20% off your next order. It has been a crazy less than 24 hours in Major League Baseball, and most of it doesn't really have to do with the Red Sox, but of course, it all is connected, and this is Locked On Red Sox, so I'm going to make it about the Red Sox. We're going to talk about Blake Snell. We're going to talk about Yu Darvish. We're going to talk about the hot stove. We're going to talk about Tomoyuki Sugano. We're going to talk about Bobby Dalbec. This episode is a little bit of everything, but before we get into it, you know I love my historical facts from franchise history, and nothing happened on this day, December 28th, in Red Sox history, but we cannot let December 26th go by without talking about the anniversary of the Yankees purchasing Babe Ruth from the Red Sox in 1919. This was 101 years ago this past weekend, and yeah, the deal doesn't become official until January, but on December 26th in 1919, Harry Frazee and the Yankees agree that the Yankees will buy Babe Ruth from Boston after he has won them the 1915, 1916, and 1918 World Series. They purchase him for $125,000 and guarantee a $300,000 loan with Fenway Park as collateral. At this time, Babe Ruth is only 25 years old. He has been pitching a little bit less. He wants to hit in every game, meaning he wants to play in every game. And Harry Frazee wants to finance a musical. No, no, Nanette. But also, there is the interesting side of this that Frazee and Ruth never got along. Ruth was unhappy. He was a diva. He was drinking and carousing all the time. And it was very dramatic. But the Yankees, until this point, have never won a World Series. And almost immediately upon getting Babe Ruth and transforming him from a pitcher into a hitting machine, the Yankees become the Yankees. They build Yankee Stadium, and that year in 1923, they win their first ever World Series. And of course, they go on to win the most World Series in Major League Baseball history. And of course, meanwhile, the Boston Red Sox do not win again until 2004, an 86-year curse of the Bambino. You can still find the uniform agreement for transfer of a player on Google. It is kind of crazy that that's all it took back then. It says, uniform agreement for transfer of a player to or by a major league club. This agreement made and entered into this 26th day of December 1919 by and between Boston American League Baseball Club and American League Baseball, two words, Club of New York. Interesting that Boston American League Baseball Club, the baseball is one word, but for the Yankees, it's American League Baseball Club of New York. And then it says, the party of the first part does hereby release to the party of the second part the services of player George H. Ruth under the following conditions, which I would need a microscope to read. That's all it took. It's pretty crazy. Anyway, I digress. But here on Locked On Red Sox and any Red Sox podcast, would it even be a Red Sox podcast if we didn't bash Harry Frazee at least once a month? I actually think it's in my contract. So yes, that happened this weekend, 101 years ago. Pretty insane. So that's your history lesson for, well, technically 2 days ago. Now, fast forwarding to the present, MLB posted an article today on the MLB app talking about the player from each team poised to break out in 2021. And I don't know about you guys, but that was pretty funny for me to read because at first I genuinely could not think which Red Sox player it would be. I don't really consider Xander and Devers to be poised to break out at this point. I feel like they've each broken out and then experienced a slight downturn last season, as pretty much the entire Red Sox team has, and will hopefully figure it back out in 2021. So the player that MLB chose for the Boston Red Sox to break out in 2021 was Bobby Dalbec. Dalbec, of course, replaced Mitch Moreland after the Padres trade. See, I told you, I would somehow find a way to make the Padres news about the Red Sox. Here we are. So Bobby Dalbec comes up in September and immediately, I'm pretty sure he homered in his first MLB game. He hit .263 with a .600 slugging percentage, 8 homers in 23 games after the Red Sox traded Mitch Moreland to the Padres at the deadline. He literally comes up that Sunday and homers. And yeah, his strikeout rate, like so many MLB players nowadays, leaves a lot to be desired. It's 42.4% strikeout rate, but the kid does hit for power. And what we'll have to see now between him and Chavis, who's another huge strikeout guy, and Benintendi, who of course is literally strikeouts personified. Are we ever going to get another guy like Mitch Moreland who just gets on base? Good for an RBI extra base hit? Good for those doubles, Mitchie two bags? Who knows? But Dalbec is the player Ian Brown picks for the Red Sox, poised to have a huge year in 2021. He's been compared to Chris Bryant. He hit 59 home runs over his last two minor league seasons, and he'll probably be playing a little bit of first base and a little bit of third base. And you'll also have to keep an eye out for Tristan Casas, who will hopefully at some point in the next year or two finally be major league ready. Like I've been saying for weeks, a lot of infield talent on this team. Too much infield talent. You can't keep them all, Chaim. Whether it's Dalbec or Devers finding himself again or Benintendi finding himself again, I am just hoping and praying that 2021 is better than 2020. Though honestly, knock on wood, I don't know how it could possibly get worse. But then again, this is the Red Sox. Nothing is ever promised. Before I talk about the massive moves that the Padres have been making that are sending shockwaves through Major League Baseball, we have to talk about BetOnline, the Locked On Podcast Network's exclusive wagering partner. If you are an NFL or college football fan and you are getting excited for bowl season and the NFL playoffs, there's only one place that has you covered for every possible wager that you are looking to make. And there is only one place that we trust, and that's betonline.ag. And when you sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON, you will get a 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action and use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. That's BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And of course, today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar makes protein bars that taste like candy bars. They have 18 amazing flavors, including nut and nut-free flavors. And each of these bars is soft, easy to chew, covered in 100% chocolate. And yet they are still the healthiest protein bar on the market. They are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. So if you, like me, are somebody who gets a craving for a sweet treat in the early afternoon, if you are looking for that pick-me-up, but you want to lose or maintain weight, if you want to stay healthy, check out Built Bars. And the best thing is, Built Bar is giving our listeners here at Locked On 20% off your order when you go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code Locked On. And that promo code works if you are a first-time buyer, a repeat customer, because Built Bar knows that once you try Built Bar, you are going to want more. So again, that's promo code Locked On for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. The Red Sox are still a huge question mark going into 2021, but betting on Major League Baseball doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. You get your daily picks and quick hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. So subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get podcasts. Now let's talk about the typhoon that hit Major League Baseball late last night. Blake Snell is going to be a San Diego Padre. The Padres and the Rays are in agreement on a deal that will send Blake Snell to the Padres for the remainder of his 3-year contract, which is valued at about $40 million, in exchange for catcher Mejia and 3 very elite prospects, 2 pitchers and 1 catcher. And honestly, good Lord, I'm so jealous of these teams that have these amazing farm systems, because The Red Sox farm system is currently ranked, I believe, 25th in Major League Baseball. Meanwhile, the Rays are first and the Padres are third. It's kind of like when the captain of the football team and the head cheerleader decide that they should date in order to ensure that they will both win prom king and queen. That's pretty much what's going on here. You have the best farm system in baseball teaming up with the third best farm system in Major League Baseball to ensure a mutually beneficial engagement here. The Padres are getting Blake Snell. The Rays are getting catcher Francisco Mejia, right-hand pitchers Luis Patino, Cole Wilcox, and catcher Blake Hunt. As if they even needed more amazing prospects. Patino and Wilcox were both ranked in the top 10 in the Padres farm system, and Hunt was ranked 14th. So the Rays are basically just like 90s kids collecting Beanie Babies at this point. How many do you need? But these are all elite prospects. Must be nice. So that was last night. And then today, the Padres reached a deal with Korean star infielder Ha-Sung Kim from the Korea Baseball Organization. And he's going to San Diego. And then this afternoon, it's announced that the Padres are deep, deep into talks to acquire Yu Darvish from the Chicago Cubs, who was a Cy Young finalist this year. So in less than 24 hours, already massively upgraded their starting rotation. They might add to that with Yu Darvish. They've gotten a superstar infielder from Korea. They're still somehow in the running for Trevor Bauer. And they already were a postseason team this year that got dealt a bad hand when their star pitching got hurt. Oh my God, the rich just get richer in San Diego. It's crazy. So what does this mean for the American League East? Well, for one thing, the Rays made it to Game 6 of the World Series with one of the lowest payrolls in Major League Baseball, but they just dealt away their Cy Young. And so now, I still don't think the Red Sox have a chance at first place, but the Blue Jays are making moves. They are still competing with the Red Sox to get Tomoyuki Sugano, who we'll talk about in a minute. And the Yankees haven't done much of anything so far this offseason except for not pursue Masahiro Tanaka, who's a free agent, and try to lowball DJ LeMahieu, who very well might be going to the Mets, who are coincidentally also in on Tomoyuki Sugano. The Yankees aren't doing much of anything, which is kind of crazy when you think about the fact that they got Gerrit Cole last year and they've made it to the postseason every year for the last few years, but not been able to get all the way there. You would think that right now would be the time that they would want to find that missing piece, and yet they are letting one of their best players, DJ LeMahieu, explore other options, which I think is kind of crazy, but you know, I'm not going to complain. The Red Sox so far haven't done much of anything. They did get Matt Andrees from the Angels. He's a pitcher, not particularly good, but it's a low-risk move with a lot of upside if he can manage to be healthy and somewhat effective. Cool. I'm not super excited or super concerned. I'm just glad that they are finally seeing that they need pitching. But the American League East suddenly looks a lot less solidified. Though, of course, nothing is solidified in baseball right now because the National League still doesn't know if they need a designated hitter, and we're not sure if the season's going to start on time. Nothing is going according to plan in Major League Baseball. So Snell, out of nowhere, is going to the Padres. And what's interesting about this is that it might actually entice Trevor Bauer more to go to the Padres because Bauer has been very insistent and open about how he wants to only play on contending teams because it will increase his chances of being part of championship teams, which makes sense, but he's just more vocal about it than most guys. So Snell might make San Diego an even more attractive landing spot for Bauer because he can go to a team that has a really solid starting rotation as is. He can make that starting rotation even better. And in 2022, his pal Mike Clevinger will be back from Tommy John. Though, of course, the other side of that coin today is that if Yu Darvish is getting acquired by the Padres, there doesn't seem like a lot of room left for Trevor Bauer. But honestly, at this point, who knows? So that's the Snell-San Diego situation. And they're probably finalizing the Yu Darvish deal as I'm recording this, but you would think hopefully, that getting Darvish and Snell would effectively remove the Padres from the Sugano sweepstakes. Tomoyuki Sugano has until January 7th to decide which team he will choose, as he's been posted by his Japan team earlier this month. And currently, the major front runners are the Red Sox, Mets, Blue Jays, and Giants. I personally think that Sugano is the best bang for their buck the Red Sox are going to get this offseason in terms of an actual high-caliber starting pitcher. Obviously, they can go out and sign Corey Kluber for peanuts after his injury-riddled last few years, but Chaim Bloom pretty much shut that idea down earlier this month, saying that the Red Sox, thankfully, are not looking to add yet another player returning from injury, which I was so grateful to hear him say that. We don't need any more players returning from injury. So the Padres were in on Sugano, but now they've gotten Snell and likely Darvish sometime tonight, which means that that's one less team for the Red Sox to compete with. Honestly, I can't imagine who else the Red Sox will go after if they don't get Sugano. I mean, there aren't really that many good starting pitching options on the market right now for them to choose from. They've already passed up on a lot of guys. They're definitely not going to be the team that lands Trevor Bauer. So I feel like right now what they're doing is putting all their eggs in this basket. I really hope that works out for them. If not, honestly, who knows what 2021 is going to be, but we will talk about that later in the week. I have a stacked week coming up for you guys. We have a great Boston media member coming on as a guest. I will finally play you my conversation with Nash Walker, host of Locked On Twins from earlier this month. And coming very soon, we will be having some very, very special guests. I cannot wait to tell you who they are. So thank you so much for tuning in to your Monday episode of Locked On Red Sox. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at GFSTARR1. You can follow Locked On Red Sox on Twitter at LO_Red Sox. And Locked On MLB is at Locked On MLB Pods. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Thanks so much again. Wear a mask. This year is mercifully almost over. It's almost 2021. Go 2021 Red Sox. We'll be right back.